It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson, president of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot this morning?
You know, I'm going to continue to go with cattle. I mean, we're not looking at these markets trading up at their contract highs, but they are up at highs that we haven't seen since October. So we are trying to push to the upper range of the trading ranges. So that's helping to support the cattle markets. Surprising seasonally, you know, we see a top at this time frame, but cash continues to be extremely strong for the cattle markets, and futures are at a discount, and they're trying to keep those two at least a little bit closer together as far as we go into the end of the contracts trading.
So what's not hot then?
Pretty much everything else. I mean, you look at wheat got hit last week off of the confirmation that we're looking at a pretty good-sized spring wheat crop up here in the Northern Plains. We're also looking at soybeans getting hit because of a change in the weather forecast. Of course, we were calling for hot and dry conditions for this week. Now they're starting to put a little bit of rain in the forecast in the 1 to 5, the 6 to 10. And now all of a sudden the 11 to 15 shows us going back to more normal temperatures and more normal precip. And that's exactly what would help the soybeans at this point. They need heat in the short term, but then if they get a drink of water in the second part of the week, that certainly will be a little bit negative.
We knew going into the week that the weekend weather was going to be a key here.
That's right. And surprisingly enough, you know, we didn't see the heat up here in the Northern Plains that we thought we were going to. It was warm, but it didn't get, you know, consistently up into the 95s and above. We did pick up a couple showers, but it showed that, it was raining at this time frame. So all that is coming in to put a little pressure into the market.
Suppose that wildfire smoke kind of held the heat back or temperatures back?
You know, it very well could have. I mean, you know, for some reason, we just, you know, the shading of the sun and the clouds and the haze had to do something to slow down the movement in of that heat.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.